CNTT, right? It's common infrastructure, right? So it's coming from infrastructure. That means basically the terms we usually use is infrastructure as a service. In the case of say OpenStack RA1, just, you know, I'm just using some shortcuts, but you know, we all know what it means here. And container as a service, for example, in the context of RA2. So that deals with the basically infrastructure resources, being the hardware and software, the management orchestration and things like this. But from the practical implementation on the operator side, we know that this is not enough, right? So we need a lot of tools to configure, to manage the workloads and infrastructure. The software developers need the resources, network functions, load balances, and many other things, right? And the first thing I remember when we deployed our network cloud was the people say, so what are the shared services? You know, what can you do for us? The tenants, right? Or the potential tenants. And then the problem started, because that's where the complications are coming. And basically, you know, if we look from the, say, the cloud native perspective, and Petar will be talking a little bit more about this, you know, CNCF landscape, you got a plethora of projects, and we can use and pick and choose in them. And the vendors or whoever is doing, architects and developers can make choices and can select different projects for the same service, for the same need and requirements. They can select even the same project but different versions or configurations. And all of this is creates an environment when it's very, very expensive, it's very complex, it's very hard to test, right? And remember that we actually not advocate, we are just, you know, we just want to have an environment when we get some standard reference implementations and reference compliance. So those are the questions, and we already sort of the problem started sneaking in. And in the latest Elbrus reference model, we already had, because people ask for this, we started talking about load balancing. I think it's tomorrow, there is a presentation by Per Andersen about this. To later on today, we've got a presentation on observability, on telemetry. It's another part of services which people are expecting. So the basic question we have is actually, how far do we want to go in Anokad? I think that should be the discussion which we want to have. So Petar, to you, right? Let's just keep going this discussion here.
Can I just say something? We have started recording.
Ah, nice.
If you do not want to be recorded, please do not speak or leave. Thank you. Sorry, Petar, go ahead.
Sure. But yeah, I thought you want to comment here with us. So please join. So a few other things here beyond what Walter mentioned is, this is looking for primarily choices on network function developers and operations for this type of environment. The questions to think about is, what is this basic platform services to make them as much as possible interoperable with the environments, instead of just having fragmented silos of all the same types of projects? Because of what was said, reducing integration operational cost and validation and verification effort. Now, I did scan the current text of the Anokad specs and looked for where did we go beyond pure Kubernetes API or OpenStack API. So what was mentioned? And this is a snapshot of what I found over there. So there is text going, I mean, already explaining this observability telemetry to decent level of details. It does have pictures, or in text, it mentioned that there are messaging queues, there are remote procedure call mechanisms, there are ways to aggregate this data, do distributed tracing. I mean, all sorts of things are somewhere at least a little bit mentioned. It's not, I know, because I understand what Sukhdev and Zlatko were doing. So they were using more than just this subset to build what they were building. There are other cases where I observed, among others, at Intel, we did look at telemetry from the infrastructure and at this point in time had to go and select what projects, which versions, configurations, and which data model do we think is appropriate. And this was yet another independent choice from all the vendors that are doing the same. And then I know some big operators that are receiving products from multiple vendors. Of course, those products have their own choices made. Now this big operator is thinking how to translate between this language for telemetry and their own understanding of telemetry. So they will just have a lot of integration for no obvious benefit. Now, this is, okay, moving beyond telemetry, there is in RA2, we do say secure logging without saying how or give any direction on where this thing will go at this point in time. It says clearly that application service meshes are not in scope. So this is a good statement. At least it clarifies what is in or out of scope. And then it includes projects that are beyond Kubernetes listed in this four bullets. And we did have a discussion, I think, mostly about the networking part because of how to have one definition for CNF networking versus having definition pair implementation underneath, which we identified a couple of those. So this is what is in the current snapshot. Plus there is this load balancing just mentioned for now. Please.
Two clarifications for the, like, both the four bullet points that you list here are basically the part of the Tosh offering. It just, you know, it's just coming from the fact that Kubernetes itself is not capable to run even a container. It needs a container runtime to run a container. So it's because of this architecture of Kubernetes. This is why we need all of these components, but these are not part of any platform as a service. Layer, they are part
agreed.
Of this. Other notes that I would like to make is that the current state of RA2 does not provide us this possibility that we describe the networking needs in one way and it works with all the networking solutions.
I agree with both of those.
Right. Yeah, thanks for clarification. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. So now if we look at the problem statement that Walter was saying initially, and from my experience working this with CNF vendors, this is type of functionalities that they like to include in some previous years before CNCF projects, they would have to go and figure out either they write it themselves or they license it from somewhere. But now they have this fantastic opportunity to go into this huge landscape and select. I mean, there is super high quality projects, huge investments from a lot of different companies and individuals that produced a lot of choices for any of these. And now they are making those great decisions of what to take. And then they focus on what is the incremental functionality that they really want to develop themselves. And the rest becomes integration point and dependency. Some of these, when we did, so this is another representation here. We cannot go into details, but this is just like if you go to the CNF landscape, you will have a huge number of super relevant projects over there. When we did scan at that point in time over vendor offerings for CNFs for 5G core across multiple implementations, we found that there is, for some of these categories of platform services, there is big convergence. Sometimes this correlates with what are the CNCF top tier of projects versus the second tier versus like the all the incubation stuff. And those three tiers that they have, they correspond to the crossing the chasm model. So there is the early majority is representative of the top tier, and then the next before that is the next tier, and then the big selection of things that still need to incubate. And there is, by those vendors for 5G core functions at the time, there was decent convergence on some of these. Like, for example, everybody was using Kubernetes Core DNS etcd, a lot of Envoy and Istio, a lot of Helm. There was a lot of Prometheus being used. And then there was diverging when it goes to some other type of functionalities and projects. Now, maybe this means that at some point in time, we could have a little cross-industry discussion, because if now coming back to this telemetry and so on, if everybody or if majority ends up using Prometheus, maybe we should eventually agree on how are we using it and reduce this integration effort that does not bring value. So that's the question for us. I mean, that's rephrasing the problem statement of before. And then these days we learned more, and many of us on this call were also on this EGG Vela community call, which is looking at, I mean, this is the definition that I just copied from the slides on how they define their community. And then they have here on the right side, you can see on the woodwork on the green and yellow layers in specific. So rather high in the stack, but there are these telco relevant services like charging and so on. There is idea, of course, that number of services that are in general PaaS needs to be modified, adopted. Maybe they will go further deeper, but being the integration project at this point in time, I did not hear, and people I asked did not hear about the idea of agreeing on which really fundamental services to select and how exactly this gets used. So maybe this is something that inside Anuket we would like to consider. Now,
sorry, Peter, yes, in the discussion on XG Vela the other day, it became clear that the effort that we are proposing here falls under the general PaaS category. And I see Saad is here from XG Vela. And that the XG Vela folks are more, as you just mentioned, on concentrating on the telco PaaS. They are not defining the underlying general PaaS services. So there is a clear distinction there. I'm sure there'll be some overlap. But I think when you mentioned the foundational services, these are the services that we are trying to concentrate on.
Saad, can you comment, please?
So this is a slide, XG Vela slide, right? The diagram, yeah?
Yeah.
And it shows the PaaS. That's what it shows. That's what they developed, right?
Yeah, this big one.
But you're saying, Pankaj, that is the red box, right?
No. I'm saying the box that is blue, general PaaS, is the one we are concentrating on.
Yeah. But XG Vela is focusing on the
yes, on the one under the bounded by red. Yes.
Okay.
And Saad has asked the question with general pass capabilities and okay, thinking about. Saad, I don't know if you missed the slide. Peter,
I just want to take Walter and Peter's attention. You know, the situation today is this, that XGVella focus will be on the telco pass. But on the contrary, they are defining the complete architecture of the pass, you know, in terms of specs and everything. So somehow based on telco pass, they will define some boxes on the general pass. And the vision is very clear, right? Because we expect this general pass is something which will be part of the platform itself, right? But somehow these modules will be based on the architecture of and requirements and use cases. They will give some inputs on this general pass. So now the real question, actually there is two real question right now, right? The first thing is how to avoid the duplication of the work and modules and functionalities, right? This I think is an important thing. And the other aspect, I think just one slide back, you identified the general pass, a number of modules and things. Somehow before this, this slide actually I just noted. And somehow we think that the modules or functions on the general pass are not aligned with this vision. So I think at least if Anuket is taking the lead on the general pass, at least on this box, we should have a common understanding of terms and functions and modules. So this is, you know, over observation till now. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, so Saad, so you're saying that there are some services here which you don't think that belong to general pass? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that the you know, if you see the XGVella architecture document, you know, you will see that in general pass also they are defining some functions and things. So my only question is this: it's not aligned, right? If you see even the, like for example, app definition and development and provisioning, somehow at least on the module level we should be aligned, right? So that if there is any requirement coming from XGVella, right, it is sync, right, with the general pass.
Yeah, agree, Saad. And I think Peter will get to how we get to define what constitutes a general pass later on in his presentation. So,
excellent. Yeah.
If you want, let me share with the link to the architecture definition on general pass. Okay, let me share the link. You can just go through the general pass and then you will see, you know, what I am.
Yeah. And we agree that XGVella and Anuket have to come to alignment on what constitutes the general pass.
But it seems from what we are discussing and from this picture that it's quite possible, right? We don't have a big clash here, it looks.
Plenty of this area to be covered, and yeah, this overlaps, we will have to be aware and try to turn it into complementary.
So we, out of this, if I look at the general pass, right? We've got observability, for example, monitoring. We already started discussing this in RM at the moment. And Saad put to chat the link to the documentation, right? So maybe we can actually add this to the minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, let me just add it. Okay. So Peter, do you want to continue?
Yeah. So this is great that we are all aware of this and we need to keep in sync. And here are some ideas on direction. Now we can discuss here what makes sense and if this thing is really to be prioritized and resourced. So there are two phases of that. Some are considered easier, some are harder. And I know this thing also observing Etsy NFV community for multiple years. So first, what is easier is to prioritize those platform services, agree which one are absolutely critical that we would eventually like to discuss and prioritize, and then agree on how this thing gets implemented. So select the projects and try to be smart about the versions and configurations of those. What is so that step can be achieved if there is enough willingness from operators and vendors to agree on that level. What is harder, but much more beneficial eventually, is to agree the common data model of items that are exchanged through those interfaces. That is what actually drives the integration cost up. So if you look at CNFV methodology, I mean, defining a lot of interfaces and then only later trying to define data model. We have a lot of interfaces, which means integration cost, but without this common model, we cannot reduce it. So, and then some ideas of what the steps could be. Okay, define what is this target in terms of which platform services. Get good solid input from many sides, meaning vendors implementing and operators deploying, for what exactly are those projects and versions. The little summary I was mentioning of snapshot done some time ago, eventually we would have to repeat. It's not too difficult, and especially because a lot of these parts are non-differentiating. I mean, taking Prometheus is not a rocket science. It is there and it's well known, and so it's not differentiating in terms of vendor offering the fact that they are using Prometheus version 2 versus 3 or whatever the numbers are. Now,
just one query. Sorry.
Yeah, please.
By common data model, you are thinking it is something shared by all the CNFs, correct? Or what's...
Well, if this is not the case, if we don't have that, this means that you will have situation where even if you all agree to use Prometheus exact version, but we expose different metrics. I mean, these metrics are having different naming. It will still have huge integration problem to do. Yeah. And now Sukhdev and Zlatko that were driving this discussion for observability are perfectly aware of that, because in their project when they worked it, they had to solve this thing. But this is one particular way of solving it. Now, the next combination of telco and vendor will choose some other way of translating metrics from one system to another system.
So what are you proposing?
This is only for metrics. I mean, this is the same goes for any other category of those services.
Yeah, so I think the question is really that when it comes to integration, how do we integrate the various services? And one of the things that is required is that we have some conceptual data model, a common naming of terms, the meaning of terms, and the format, etc. And that is what is being listed as a step. Now, this is not an easy step to take. This is also not a revolutionary step, because if you go back to the IE and other mechanisms for architectures, they all had a common data model underlying it. But you know, when we put this together, this is for integration purposes. So,
and let me give you another thought experiment here. Imagine we all worked for one organization, legally speaking. Okay, so not for 17 companies like we represent here. It would be, of course, perfectly normal that we have one way of, I mean, one agreement on what are the target critical services. We would have team that maintains that, defines the version, and they would say, this is, I mean, enterprise architect in the organization would say, this is the architecture, including all these details, including the data model. If this is not the case, then we will have to create integration points between organizational units, which are here. Smaller vendors are in own units, bigger vendors will have multiple units, because those are so big companies that they produce tons of software and different product teams. there is going to be integration effort, even if you buy everything from same big vendor.
Well, I would say that actually probably for major telcos is actually the case. Well, we've got business units and different.
So
using completely different stacks and things. So, but I just wanted to clarify. Let's just have a discussion. What does it mean define platform services stack? Is it because you mentioned, say, Prometheus, right, Peter? So do we, and that may be the discussion point, right? I'm not having a definite, definite thinking about this, but doesn't mean that we say that we should be using Prometheus, or is it within AnnoCAD, you should rather think about a requirement view? What should be the requirements without specifying exactly this, which I think Pankaj was sort of driving to know how the things should work together, not that we have to pick up this Prometheus or something else, right?
And here can be an example of it. So how far do we want to get this observability and telemetry? How specific this thing can realistically be? And can we get there? And how beneficial is that, for example?
Can I answer the question in a different manner? So instead of, for example, where we have, say, RabbitMQ, first thing is, what does the general PaaS services that we need to include? And when Peter says what depth, that's what it means is, what constitutes a general PaaS? And we can have a long definition. XGVella lists a number of things out, but within that category, you have, Peter, slide six, you missed, if you go back a little. So this one doesn't talk about the actual product or the actual stuff. It's just lists the services. For example, events, service mesh, messaging, load balancing. Now, this is not the end all of the list of services. These are just examples. And so the first is we need to identify which services are, which category of services are important that we should look at. And then for those services, which is the CNCF project that we should choose in our specification? So it's a two-step process, if you will. And instead of a group of people deciding what it is, I think it would be better that if we had a survey, and I think Peter and I, that's what we had agreed upon, is the best approach would be to solicit vendors and operators' opinion, get the services stack as well as then the projects and versions, and then prioritize them, because you cannot handle all of them in one go, but handle prioritize, say, a dozen services or six services, whatever our capacity is to deal with, and start specifying those. I hope that clarifies.
For XGVella also, we are preparing one survey. So I don't know if you think it makes sense to align.
Yes, and, it would be.
Because
and that's why it says, we say sync with XGVella. So we are not going to do this alone. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we can discuss it in our weekly meeting because, for this survey, I think it will be good to align. And because general PaaS is from AnnoCAD and we are running other part as well, some use cases. So if we combine together, it makes sense to get the overall view from the community. Maybe
totally agree.
Totally agree. Yeah, absolutely. The thing I wanted to ask about the survey. So, being a sort of devil's advocate here, are we thinking that the majority is right? Are we sort of using the parliament? Mentality here, which is okay in politics, but are we saying that if most people are using Prometheus, that's Prometheus it is? So, and we just pick up on Prometheus because Peter started using this. But this is the questions. Now, we've got so many in my organization, so many religious wars, I'm sure everybody else has, right? Whether we should use this one or that one. without using names here. So what was the thinking, Peter and Pankaj? You said you discussed the server, right? So you want to find out what's the majority is using, or?
There is a question of majority. There is also the question of what is easily integratable. So I'm sure given the diversity of the operators and vendors, we may not come to a single stack of projects. And I use the term projects from CNCF. Instead, we may have variations in some places. The question is, the integration of effort is obviously a multiplicate of the number of different projects you choose. So the question is going to become for Anucat, what is our capacity and who can contribute, et cetera. That is where I think there will be a lot of work, but that is for the work streams that will be defined. So Walter, specifically to your question, if we had multiple different choices, and this is me answering the question in my own terms, maybe we end up with multiple parallel streams.
Okay. Well, because that's the next question would be, you know, probably what we are going to do about if we go that way in RM and perhaps RM, what we are going to implement as a reference implementation. Several ones, we already had this discussion with CNIs, remember, and I don't think it's actually been resolved. So,
Walter, if you remember our discussion, and I'm going back to the CNTT team discussions here, in Paris, there was a discussion about what happens if we needed a different implementation, reference implementation from the choices we have made. And I think our discussion was we would have variants of RIs, if you will, even for the even for the same stream.
I do remember that conversation, Pankaj.
Yes.
I don't have anything against it.
We wanted to limit the RAs to just a handful, and then, you know, and then break it down in more detail in the RIs.
And leave the RIs to the interested parties about, you know, how they would go about and do this. It just happens that today we only have one RIs in each of the streams. But the original concept was you could have, we didn't want a dozen. We didn't want, like in some communities, you have, you know, over 50 or 60. We just wanted maybe less than three or, you know, something around that. I think the term that Mark used was three plus or minus two or something like that.
Well, that was the RAs that he said that about. RIs, I think he assumed that, you know, Red Hat would have one
and
HP would have one and you know, that's fine.
I agree.
Well, so five is usually the number, right?
Let's see what the survey comes out. I saw something that Peter shared with me at one point. Where it looked like there was not that much variability in most of the services. So maybe
we should just, so Peter, do you want to show something else or should we open discussion for?
No, that's all. That's all what we have. I mean, this is now last slide for discussion.
Very good input from Saad, I think. Maybe other people have, more input into this. My view would be that it's already happening, right, as we said. So, you know, we identify gaps, people identify gaps, and those gaps were around services like telemetry, like network services, connectivity.
Peter,
balancing another. So it's already.
That doesn't surprise me.
So, Peter, do you want to share some of the slides that are in the appendix, like maybe slide 14 slide 14 or slide 12?
Yeah. Okay, I don't see the count because I'm.
Slide 14 is the last one.
Okay. Tell. 12,
this is 12, yeah.
Which one? 14?
Yeah, this one, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
So Pankaj, do you want to walk us through this?
Yeah. So basically, this is trying to put the context of where we define, and we call it the platform services layer, and we are using the term general pass over here right now, as to how it fits into everything that goes on. And some of the categories over here, these are layered services on the left side, both for operational and management framework. We've been mentioning Prometheus in this session, and as part of the LMA layer, we haven't mentioned the tools that will be necessary for the security management framework, including for security management, configuration, IAM, and other things. And some of them may be easily integratable where they are replaceable. In some cases, they may not be. And then we try to lay it in context of what we today have, which is the hardware infrastructure layer and the virtual infrastructure layer. And the virtual means both VMs and containers. And then defining the rest of the stuff that exists, which is necessary for operating within a single or a multi-cloud area. Okay, so there is the intra-inter-cloud broker services, and those are your management services, if you will, that include discovery and other things. So this was to lay it all in context. And if you look at XG Vela, where they have the telco cloud, we are calling that the services application layer. These are common network services and functions that could be used to build other network services and functions, but they could also be network service functions that are chained together to create a higher level network service function. So the context here is that if you start from a user community for a telco cloud, you have network services that are built using platform services that are deployed and that run on an infrastructure layer, either virtual or in the case of bare metal, they will go directly onto the hardware infrastructure layer. And they are all managed through layers of services for OAM, LMA, and security. That is the framework that was put together. And then if you go back to slide 12, Peter, you know, two slides before, we had an example of this is the services that you have to define, and they're not in any particular order. So don't think that this is a real stack and the events are sitting on top. It's just a random layering of common, you know, services, if you will. Everyone knows about the guest OS runtime orchestration. These are not part of the CNI, et cetera. These are not part of the PaaS. But when you start to come into configuration management, image repositories, et cetera, now that's where you start getting the PaaS areas. And then on the left side, you have mentions of security services like policy management, Calico, you know, Prometheus, Fluentd, Kibana to set up a LMA stuff. For definition and configuration management, everyone seems to have settled upon Helm, and there is seems to be no disconnect in that area. So probably that's one area where whichever services stack you choose, you will always get Helm. CI/CD, there is a CNCF project called Argo, which is becoming popular in some circles. So these are the main important thing is...
Comment to the Helm topic. So everybody is using Helm, but everybody is also using some kind of an aggregator format to package several Helm packages together. And all of these are slightly different, but all of these are somewhat inherited from the CNFE source code definitions. But everybody is using a little bit of different format just to make life easier. But I agree that Helm is the basic building block, but I think what is important in this story is to agree on the the top layer of things
Yeah, the packaging layer. Yes, the packaging is not mentioned here, but this was just an example that was there.
Yeah.
It's not the entire set of services. That's why you have these layers that are empty. The intent is to get from people what are important services, as was mentioned by Peter earlier, and then get to the solutions that are common and arrive at one or more of these services that are integrated, and the operators don't have to go in and repeat the process again and again for CNF vendor.
Yes, one more comment, sorry. I would remove everything under Harbor from this figure because they are not part of the platform as a service layer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also for Harbor, I think, and that is another thing, but I think we should define APIs, not components, because all what Harbor is doing is it provides a container registry interface.
Yeah.
And if it's Harbor or Docker registry, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a line here somehow. It's missing. It was these were not part of the platform. Only the ones above over here.
Yeah, actually, I was talking over somebody. I think it was there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was going to say something. I was going to say that I'm wondering if we can use the survey results from the end user group on the AIML to get some sense of some of the things that the community is looking for.
Okay. Beth, you want to put that in the page?
I will.
Yeah, thank you. With a link to the survey, thank you.
Well, we don't have the survey yet, but yeah.
Okay.
That's a great idea. So we've got 12 minutes. Let me start summarizing. It looks like, unless somebody raises hand and says it's all wrong, right? We seems to be getting some sort of convergence that we need to define some platform services, and they should be really included in AnnoCAD work. Is that everybody would agree, or somebody has completely different view? All right, it looks like we've got some sort of rough idea what it should be and how it should be aligned with XGVL, right? How do you pronounce this? I have to learn. Is it XGVL?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So the next steps would be probably to define those services, right? That's coming back to Peter, to your slide where you said, what are the next steps? Maybe you should go back there, right? What was the defined platform stacks, right? Not necessarily, I think, that in the terms what it should be inside, but what type of services and define them. And I wanted to ask ourselves, so what should be where? So in the reference model, we always try to be a bit agnostic, right? So should we define those services in the reference model? And then for reference architecture, we should say, provide the employer, what projects they should be, they're giving the right solutions for this. So, what's the view? What Peter, you mentioned when we should define if you look at our work in AnnoCAD. And so in RM, we probably should start with defining what type of services, right?
Yeah, categories without saying which exact projects.
And that's probably what we should start, right?
Thinking about, yeah.
Okay. Using, and how, so this can be done in parallel with survey.
Some things can be done in parallel with survey, something or in collaboration with XGVella, of course, but I think some things may need to be surveyed in terms of what are priorities and other things. So
we should coordinate this any survey activity with the LFN, because
yes, of course.
Yeah, so I can share my experience with the end user group AIML survey. We worked with the LFN marketing team. We opened the survey to the entire LFN community. We got 65 responses, which is excellent. And a very broad, you know, telecom users, as well as the vendors and the just a broad response from the community, which validate, you know, I feel that those results are valid.
There are some other interesting things in GSMA. We've got the operator platform project, yep. Operator platform group, and they probably don't look at this level at the moment.
No, they're not. They're way above.
So way well, above.
They are actually very, very much interested in working with reference model with us, right? Through yep. the RITF on this. So it's actually interesting to be there. But they're above. So there is no collision either, but another need for collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I see this as where the rubber is actually meeting the road, right? So, you know, the reference model is above that, but, you know, at some point you have to say, oh, we need these features, tools in the portfolio.
Yeah. So Walter, with respect to GSMA, if you look at slide 14, actually the idea came from the GSMA project, not this one, the last one.
And see Tom is on.
Yeah, and we wanted to make it clean in some respects and also layer it properly in others. And because we found that we needed to clarify what things meant and where things were with respect to each other and the interactions. Obviously, this is a very high-level conceptual diagram, but it has a lot of similarities with the GSMA, but it also has differences in the way some things are laid out and the way they interact.
Yeah. Well, this is more in terms of layers. So the GSMA operating platform, it's in terms of sort of federation of platforms.
Yeah, but our federation is, we try to include that, but try to make it clean that it applies to both inside a cloud as well as externally. And that there are two types of brokering that happens. One is at the resource level and the other one is at a services level. So there are slight differences here. Also the layering of these services that are necessary, if you will, they are very important because they also impact how the cloud operator platform works. So.
Okay. So we're thinking of having in a few months, probably, you know, 5 months, well, there is a AnnoCat release planning session, I think, tomorrow. So we don't know yet, but roughly speaking, you know, in 3 to 5 months, probably, you know, we're probably going to have another release, right? So what would be the minimum to at least from reference model, I think we should get this definition of what constitutes this platform services we think in scope, right? And their definition, right? That's probably the first thing to do.
Agree. And Walter, if I may suggest that since XGVella needs to be included, that we create a separate sub-team, obviously open team, anybody is participating, but where we could have meetings which are more conducive to times for example, for folks in Beijing and other places in China, because XGVella has a lot of folks from there.
It's sad. Are you still there?
Yes, Saad is there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What are the time, you know, time zones you operate in your project?
It is GMT plus 5, right?
Okay.
And that is for you, Saad. I think Walter is asking about all the time zones. We don't have to do it here. We could do it somewhere else.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah, because right now we have having two meetings, one on Tuesday and one on Friday, and both at the same time. I think it's 1 p.m. UTC.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we can take separately. But Saad, could you actually work with you and perhaps Ahmed? I think it's there as well. To organize some work together on this to make sure that we are not overlapping. Can we take an action on this?
Yeah, let me discuss with the within the Exivella next meeting as well, and I think we can align how we need to take the other team view on this.
This content is already on the LFN web.
Okay, so get basically 3 minutes, and if there's no other comments, maybe we can just finish. So we've got 3 minutes to before the next session.
Okay, I'm pausing the recording, and the recording will be on the session page on Anukut. So.